Welcome to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute, divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. To contact Dr. Danny and learn more about the ministry, visit drdanny.live. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life, encouraging you with inspirational stories to share with family and friends. How does God prepare a woman throughout her life to start a home to help pregnant women who feel backed into a corner, lonely and scared, who think abortion is the only way? This is the story of Jeanette Davis. It's a story of faith from a woman who prays and then takes action, one that sees God's hand of provision and guidance every step of the way. In Matthew 7, verse 7, Jesus said, "Ask and you shall receive." Jeanette asks God to help her save babies and bring hope to distressed pregnant women. God hears and God answers. We pause here at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you, dear friend, the reason we have the Good Life radio program, well, it's to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, for you to know the one who loves you and knows you, no matter how tough things may seem to be, no matter what you might be facing, there is always hope in Jesus. In Jesus who, according to John 3:16, God loves you so much. Jesus loves you. He died on the cross for your sins. Romans 5:8. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried. And 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. 1 Corinthians 15:3 and 4. And today, the living Christ, who has touched the heart and life of Jeanette Davis, reaches out to you. Will you turn to Jesus? Will you receive Jesus as your Savior and Lord? Dear friend, if you know the Lord already, we believe this will be a moment of encouragement to you. Jeanette Davis is the founder of Love Your Neighbor Maternity Home. She is a member of Westgate Church in Weston, Massachusetts, where she attends with her husband, Ray, and grandson, Christopher. Jeanette, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Newton, Mass. My husband and I were married. We stayed in Newton for a short time, lived in Framingham for a short time, and now we're in Natick, Massachusetts.
What was it like, Jeanette, growing up in Newton, Massachusetts?
Well, it was quite different than it is today. I can remember growing up, and we lived on a little, we call it a circle. I think today they call it a cul-de-sac. But we just stayed out and played and went to the playground, drove our bikes to the store, just played and had fun. And we went in when it was dark or when my father came home if he was angry, and he'd call my brother and I in, and that was the end of the playtime.
Well, those were the days. As time goes on,
it's
Jeanette.
Different.
Right. When we talk about the difference, one looks back and those were in enchanted moments, mm-hmm. weren't they, in those years. Who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
I would say my dad. My dad, maybe my older brothers, yeah.
Why your dad? What was it about your dad that left such an impact on you?
He was a good man. He was a strong man. He was a man that did everything he could for his family. You know, he brought us to church. My mom didn't go to church. My dad took us. My mom stayed home because she said she had to make dinner. But my dad took us to church. He was always the one that was, he taught me how to ride a bike. He was just the one that was always showing me how to do things.
You mentioned your brothers. Mm-hmm. What kind of relationship did you have with your brothers?
Well, I'm the youngest of four. I actually had an older sister as well, and she was married by the time I was five, but we were still close. She was 15 years older than me, but we were still close. But my brothers, so it was more like me and my brothers grew up together in the house. My oldest brother is 6 years older than me, and we, I don't know, there was just that bigger age difference where we weren't as close, but my brother, who's 4 years older than me, we were very close.
Take us on your faith journey, Jeanette. How did you become a follower of Christ?
Well, as I said, my father took us to church on Sundays. And I, you know, as a teenager, it wasn't so much love and going to church was what we did. Later on, I did begin to love going to church. Ray and I got married. My husband is of the Jewish faith. So for a while, we didn't go to church at all until my daughter was born. She was maybe 3 or 4, and I said, well, we've got to start taking her to church. And I started going to church. The churches I went to were good churches, but they didn't encourage reading the Bible. And I don't remember having the personal relationship with Jesus being brought out. Eventually, I was in a gift shop, and I remember being urged, just an urging, to buy a Bible. I'd never read a Bible before in my life. I know it was the Spirit. So I bought my Bible. I went home and tried to read it. Didn't understand a thing I was reading. Went to my brother, who was a Christian by that time, and said to him, I just don't understand this. I don't know what I'm reading. And he, one of his neighbors, meanwhile, came over to him and said, Jim, do you think you know anyone who might want to go to Bible study fellowship? And he said, yeah, I think my sister would. I started going to Bible study fellowship. Never reading a Bible before in my life. And it's a very in-depth study. So it was during the study of Matthew. I was doing my homework. And I gave my heart to Jesus. So that was, I stayed with the church I was in until it was slated to close. And then I started going to Westgate Church where my brother was already attending.
Bible study fellowship. You mentioned a deep study mm-hmm. of the Word. Say more about the ministry Bible study fellowship and what it means to you.
I went to it for 8 years. Like I said, it was a very intense study. Every day there was homework to do. There was reading the Bible. We'd come back. We'd gather in small groups and then go back to hear a lecture about the background of what we had just read that last week. Sometimes we'd gather at the leader's house and have time of fellowship. There was always a time of prayer. It was just it's a very wonderful program.
You watched a movie titled The Hiding Place.
Well, I read the book.
Oh, you read the book.
Yeah.
The story of Corrie ten Boom.
Mm-hmm.
How did it touch you?
Corrie is one of my heroes. She's just a fabulous woman who stepped up and did what she had to do to save people's lives without worrying about her own life. And I read it. I loved it. I loved her courage. And later on, that came into play on me opening the maternity home. I remember hearing Abby Johnson speak. And I went home from that, and I was thinking, what can we do? How can we? I can't hide the babies like Corrie ten Boom did with the Jewish people. And, I realized that you've got to reach the mothers. You've got to reach out to the mothers and help them. And that started the seed of the maternity home.
You mentioned a seed.
Mm-hmm.
The seed of a maternity home. When we come back from our break, I want us to go back to the seed of an idea,
okay.
The seed of a vision. When did that tiny seed come to you, because that seed, Jeanette Davis, is growing. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Jeanette Davis. She is the founder of Love Your Neighbor Maternity Home. When we grow up, when we come back, you'll hear more from her. You can find out more at loveyourneighbormaternityhome.com. Again, loveyourneighbormaternityhome.com. Growing up, Jeanette Davis never opened a Bible. Neither her family or church encouraged her to read the Bible. One day she was buying a gift for her nieces, and a strong urge to buy a Bible emerged. Guess where that came from? She says that was from the Holy Spirit. More from Jeanette Davis when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the bare.
James 3:13 says, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom." The Good Life with Dr. Danny is brought to you by generous sponsors. Thank you to Coach Dino Babers and Mrs. Susan Babers, Mr. Edmund Jung and Mrs. May Jung, Mr. Rodney Arias Sr., A1A electrician, Cedar Assembly of God, and the Thursday Men's Breakfast, Boston. If you, your business, or your church would like to support The Good Life with Dr. Danny, please visit drdanny.live. Join our partnership team. That's drdanny.live. Thank you.
On behalf of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, weekdays at 6 p.m. on WEZE, and visiting drdanny.live for more resources. My dear friend, it is because of listeners and donors like you that we are able to spread the message of Jesus' love and bring hope to people like you, your family, and friends. Proverbs 11:25 says, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed." Will you prayerfully consider donating to Danny Yamashiro Ministries so that we may continue to broadcast the gospel, so believers will be built up and non-believers may form a relationship with Jesus Christ? Visit drdanny.live to make a financial contribution today. That's drdanny.live. And thank you again for supporting The Good Life with Dr. Danny. May God richly bless you with The Good Life.
You're listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute. Divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life
so
today.
So she attended a study. It was called Bible Study Fellowship. She studied the book of Matthew. And as she was studying the book of Matthew, her heart opened to Christ. You say, "Danny, who are you talking about? I'm tuning in right now. Who is this?" I'm talking about none other than Jeanette Davis. Jeanette is the founder of Love Your Neighbor Maternity Home. You can find out more about Love Your Neighbor Maternity Home. I love this name of the organization, but also the website. Easy to remember, loveyourneighbormaternityhome.com. Loveyourneighbormaternityhome.com. Watch this. If you're tuning in right now, or maybe caught the tail end of that last segment, you can get this program in its entirety. It's a gift podcast available for you. Go to drdanny.live and I would say go ahead and share it with a family member or friend. Jeanette, before our break, you were talking about a seed of an idea that was planted in your heart, a vision that began to grow. What was this idea that came to you?
Well, the idea was, Danny, to open a home for mothers, to reach out and give mothers the hand that they need to realize that they can have their children and still achieve the goals they want to achieve with their lives. That they do not have to give up the beautiful gift that God has given them of motherhood to achieve their goals. That they can have their babies. And if they choose adoption, that's fine too, but have their babies and still be able to go to school, have a job, whatever they need to do, just with the helping hand.
Why did you choose this name, Love Your Neighbor Maternity Home, for your ministry?
Well, that was also from the book of Matthew. When Jesus was asked the greatest commandment, and he said to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. And the second is like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. And the words love your neighbor just jumped out at me. And the babies are our neighbors, the mothers are our neighbors, and I want to love them.
Jeanette, allow me to, if I may, just to peel open a few more layers.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel we need to go deeper. For a woman to have a vision and then to step out, what energizes you with such passion and, or should I say compassion, for babies and mothers to step out in faith to do what you're doing? Where does that come from?
I believe there's a few things. I've always had a heart for the unborn, even before I was a Christian. It's always been part of me. I believe that was planted by God, of course. I also believe, looking at my children and their lives and having been able to help them with their children, that made me realize what women need. I volunteered for a long time at Birthright in Framingham, which is a crisis pregnancy center. And I realized at that time, and through other ministries that I've heard speak at my church, our church, Westgate, Boston Center for Pregnancy Choices, when the director spoke, that women really, truly feel backed into a corner. Women really, truly feel like they can see no other way out. That they've had this is an unplanned pregnancy. They want to get on with their lives. They believe that the only way is to an abortion. And I just believe that God wants us to, and I know not everybody can focus on one ministry, but God wants us to reach out and help people.
What is the vision you have, Jeanette, for the programs you will offer?
Well, we'd like to have the home where the women will live for up to 3 years, possibly longer if needed. I'd like to have a daycare on premises. I'd like to have classes that are needed for the women, whether it's cooking, parenting, of course, Bible study, enabling them to know that they can go after a career, go after an education, and still parent their child.
As you describe the vision you have for these programs, and we could go into depth, greater depth in each of these. But let's talk about God's provision in the process. As you have stepped out in faith with this yearning, this desire to help mothers who are pregnant, who may be in a very tight spot, who is Sylvia Anthony?
Sylvia Anthony was the first person not the first. Actually, Boston Center for Pregnancy Choices was very encouraging. And one of the men on the board introduced me to Sylvia Anthony. And when we were first, my board was first being formed. And we needed paperwork. We needed conflict of interest. We needed rules for the women. We needed applications. We need many different paperwork. And I was trying to call places, and nobody would give me their paperwork. And then I met Sylvia Anthony. We went and had lunch together, and we talked, and She just handed me all her paperwork. She said, here, use this. She said, but don't use it word for word. She said, but you can use it. And that's how we got a lot of paperwork. And then shortly after that, other maternity homes started sending me their paperwork. So we had a lot of things to work off of.
What did that do in you? In the process of seeing God give you this idea, mm-hmm. seeing a vision, but now as she responded in the way she did so openly and generously, what happened inside the heart of Janet Davis?
Well, I realized that really that God was with me with this, that he would provide what we needed as we needed it. And he has done that over and over again. With when we needed a lawyer, one of the girls on the board said that she had a tug on her heart from God to call a lawyer that she had only met briefly. And she called the lawyer, and this lawyer helped us tremendously. Same with the finance person. It was actually the same board member. I was talking to one of her friends, and her friend said, oh, let me know if you need anybody to help you with finances. And she came on board. Just over and over again, God has provided what we've needed.
It's inspiring, mm-hmm. Janet, to hear you take a vision that God has given you and trust the Lord to provide, mm-hmm. trust the Lord to guide you. Now, you're not doing this, you know, in some little corner somewhere in secret where you don't tell anybody. You know, you're asking for help, you're open. But there's a way in your demeanor. There's, I say you have smiling eyes, and there's a joy that exudes from you, a quiet sense of joy, but you take action. What do you feel as you see the Lord bringing people around you to see things materialize? In a moment of reflection, how do you feel?
Well, there is joy. There is awe. I feel like there's times I feel like I'm not capable. And then I think, of course I'm not. He is. I had a meltdown a couple of weeks ago when I just said, I don't know why I'm doing this. It's too much work. It's just too much work. And then the next day, I know Facebook is not the best place in the world to get information, but twice from two godly women that I follow, one being Elvita King, Martin Luther King's niece, and another one is a lady who writes wonderful poems. They both had the same, not word for word, but the same message. You can rest, but don't you dare give up. And I thought, okay, God. I'm taking today off, but I'm not giving up.
You're listening to Janet Davis. You can find out more about her ministry, loveyourneighbormaternityhome.com. Well, that's encouraging, Janet, because someone today might have heard the call from the Lord, and they may have pursued what the Lord called them to do. And they saw progress being made, and they were encouraged, and other people were around them encouraging them along. They had resources along the way, but slowly in time things began to dwindle. Their heart began to shrink back because things were not developing as they had expected. But as you've been encouraged, the Lord sends you today to encourage someone else to keep on moving forward, take the next step by faith, by the will of God, and by the grace and strength of God. When we come back from our break, Janet, you're a woman of prayer. Someone may need encouragement, and for a person like you, a woman of prayer, to pray for them. Well, dear one, as you listen to Janet Davis, loveyourneighbormaternityhome.com, she's going to pray for you. We're going to pray for you because the Lord knows you and loves you, and he knows, he hears and answers. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life. beneath the barren sky.
Jeremiah 33:3 says, "Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and unsearchable things you do not know." The Good Life with Dr. Danny is a program that was born out of prayer. The Spirit of Christ guides us through prayer, empowers us through prayer, and provides for us through prayer. There are mighty things that the Lord is doing in the Northeast, across the United States, and around the world. Would you like to be a part of God's work through The Good Life with Dr. Danny? Visit drdanny.live. Dr. Danny invites you to join his prayer team. Each month, you will receive a letter updating you on some of the behind-the-scenes developments, prayer requests, along with a devotional that Dr. Danny writes to encourage you in the Lord Jesus Christ. Join the prayer team today and make an eternal difference in people's lives. Visit drdanny.live. That's drdanny.live.
You're listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute. Divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life today.
As far as saving babies, Jeanette Davis has always had a heart for the unborn, even before becoming a Christian. She volunteered for a crisis pregnancy center, Birthright, in Framingham, Mass., for a number of years, and joined prayer meetings with another crisis pregnancy center, Boston Center for Pregnancy Choices in Boston, Mass. She joins us today in studio, Jeanette Davis. It's a blessing to have her with us. And dear friend, it's an honor that you're with us. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening and sharing your precious time in this moment. You're listening to the Good Life Radio program. Danny Yamashiro here. Find out more about Love Your Neighbor Maternity Home at loveyourneighbormaternityhome.com. Jeanette Davis, the founder of Love Your Neighbor Maternity Home. Jeanette, you glanced over it briefly in the previous segment, and I haven't forgotten. We're going to spend some time praying for someone who might feel like throwing in the towel. This is not that day, dear friend. But you talked about legal counsel. I think this might be an encouragement to someone. Legal counsel, financial help. Legal counsel is vital in starting an organization like this. What have you experienced?
Well, the lawyer that we had, she was very, she was just wonderful, putting words together, helping us to have a conflict of interest, helping us to have become a nonprofit, filling out the paperwork. We haven't had any issues that a lawyer would have to handle outside of paperwork, and she's just been instrumental. She has since moved out of the state, and although she helped us via Zoom quite a bit. Meanwhile, from church, there's another lawyer who has offered to help.
What about someone with a financial background that came into the organization for a period of time, vital? How is this part of your story?
She, too, was someone who helped us with the nonprofit status, as well as things that I didn't even think of, because we don't have any funds, per se. We haven't begun to fundraise. We don't have a property yet. But she told us that we need to make sure that we file with the government, because we are incorporated. We have an employee number. And that was something I wouldn't have thought about.
A 501c3, a nonprofit organization, yes, with the IRS. Jeanette, so the Lord has brought people in. There are still needs of help from others. And maybe someone today listening may say, hey, I think I can be a part of this. I could help in some way. They could reach out to you at loveyourneighbormaternityhome.com. We talked about someone feeling like they might want to throw in the towel and give up. You said you felt like that a few weeks ago. How did you come out of it? And let's pray for a person who's feeling that.
Okay. Well, as I stated, I saw a couple of things on Facebook that told me to rest but not to give up from godly women. And I just So I took that day off. I actually went to Dunkin' Donuts and had a cup of coffee and a donut. It just relaxed that day. But then got back on work. I also remember something that a board member from the Boston Center had said to me. Not a board member, I take that back. It was actually the executive director at the time. And he said to me, everything began with a dream. He said, this place began with a dream. Everything began with a dream. So that was really encouraging to me.
Well, take that and pray for someone whose dream is seemingly vanishing away. Mm-hmm. Once was strong, but now they're thinking, I don't know if that was some weird imagination I had, and I don't see it coming together. Encourage that dear friend with a prayer.
Oh, Holy Father, we just want to come before you and just ask that you encourage whoever is feeling discouraged today. Father, that you would put something in their path to show them the direction that you have for them, to give them guidance for their hearts, Father, that they will know without a shadow of a doubt that it comes from you, that it's from your hand, that your spirit would touch them and lead them on the way that you would have them to go, that you would lead them on the path of righteousness, Father, for your name's sake. Father, I pray that you would reach out and touch someone today who feels like their dream has fallen apart, that it's too much work, that too many things are happening to diminish their dream. Father, that you would light that fire in them again, and they would continue and move forward. And I thank you and praise you, Holy Father. We thank you for all you do for us. We thank you that you are the God that we can look to, the God that we can talk to, the God who is there 24/7 for us. We thank you, Holy Father, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. When you think of a pregnant woman who is in a place of loneliness and fear, how does that strike a chord in your soul?
Well, it makes me sad that I feel like, as women, I believe we are made to nurture, to take care of our children. And I can understand how it would be frightening to be alone. It's a big responsibility. It's an awesome responsibility. But I also feel like God has given us that privilege of bringing forth new life. And it saddens me to think that women feel like the only way to continue with their life is to destroy this new life that God has given them.
As you're speaking, as we're conversing, mm-hmm. someone may ask, Jeanette, isn't it a woman's right to choose? Why put it on all women? Why not just allow someone to make the choice? Isn't that their right to make that choice? What would you say?
Well, Danny, I would without a doubt say yes, they have that choice. But there are other choices. That abortion is not the answer. I know there's after-abortion places that counsel women who have had abortions because it's not a easy fix. It's a hard thing to deal with for women. As I said, women are created to nurture, and we're given that gift of bringing forth new life. And when we don't accept that gift, there's consequences.
You speak with a tone also, a tone of, it's an earthy tone.
Mm-hmm.
It's Some might say, hey, Danny, you sort of exaggerate things. I was going to say it's a primordial longing, almost like a primordial scream inside to save babies. Mm-hmm. When we touch on human life, when we touch on subjects like these, they are raw. They become visceral, mm-hmm. and yet they are real. We can't get around. Mm-hmm. Whether they're socially, even politically driven, it comes down to the human moment. Mm-hmm. So, Jeanette, when we talk of these things, I want us to, if you will, and this may be a little personal, so to the degree of your comfort level and be as open as you want to be or as discreet as you need to be. I just feel with the finger on the pulse of our listeners that in addition to prayer for someone who feels like giving up, someone might just be confused right now. They might not know what to do in their life. And it may or may not have to do with pregnancy mm-hmm. or saving a baby's life. It might be more broad than that, like someone having a financial issue that they just got surprised by, or a financial woe that has literally sucked the wind out of them, or a relational pain that someone always dreaded and now it's taking place. Mm-hmm. Where do people go? When we come back from our break, Jeanette, I'm wondering if you could share maybe a little bit of an area where the Lord has helped you in a tough moment, a struggle. And let's go back to prayer again. One thing, I find it a great blessing when I have a woman of prayer on our show because of the ministry of the Spirit into the hearts of each of our listeners in a very precious way. I'm talking about Jeanette Davis, a woman whom God has sent. Love your neighbor, maternityhome.com. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky.
Jeremiah 33:3 says, "Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and unsearchable things you do not know." The Good Life with Dr. Danny is a program that was born out of prayer. The Spirit of Christ guides us through prayer, empowers us through prayer, and provides for us through prayer. There are mighty things that the Lord is doing in the Northeast, across the United States, and around the world. Would you like to be a part of God's work through The Good Life with Dr. Danny? Visit drdanny.live. Dr. Danny invites you to join his prayer team. Each month, you will receive a letter updating you on some of the behind-the-scenes developments, prayer requests, along with a devotional that Dr. Danny writes to encourage you in the Lord Jesus Christ. Join the prayer team today and make an eternal difference in people's lives. Visit drdanny.live. That's drdanny.live.
You're listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute. Divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life today.
Right, so God placed the idea of a home for pregnant women who need a helping hand. He placed that idea, just a tiny seed of an idea in the heart of Jeanette Davis. And God is growing that seed. She and her team are in the process of fundraising and looking for property in the Metro West Boston area now. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here. DrDanny.live, resources available for you, podcasts, and other resources that you can find there. LoveYourNeighborMaternityHome.com. That's how you can find out more about Jeanette Davis and her ministry, the ministry that she founded, LoveYourNeighborMaternityHome.com. Recently at Westgate Church, Jeanette Davis and I had the privilege of meeting one of the founding members of Love Your Neighbor Maternity Home, Diane Carrasquillo, who has served with Jeanette. To close today's program, here is part of that interview. I'm here with Diane Carrasquillo. She is a member of the Love Your Neighbor Maternity Home leadership. Diane, why did you become a part of Love Your Neighbor Maternity Home?
Because Miss Jeanette called me and asked me if I would become a part of it. And I didn't give her an answer. I told her that I would pray about it and called her back a few days later and told her I would. Even though I was leaning not to do it, I think the Holy Spirit nudged me to do it.
Why do you believe the Holy Spirit nudged you to do that?
I'm not somebody that wants to start on a new project like this. And it seemed a little daunting, and Jeanette's vision seemed very far out there, but the idea of it would not leave me. I kept thinking about it, and I felt like I really couldn't say no.
What part of Jeanette Davis's vision has struck a deep chord in your heart?
Well, the fact that in this Metro West area, there is not anything like a home like this. We certainly have a number of people who would be served by a home like this, I believe, but there's nothing in the area, and people that would be able to take advantage of a home like this would have to go out of their community to do it. So it seems like there's a need.
When you think about how God has blessed the vision thus far, what stirs in your heart?
The whole process from the very beginning seemed difficult. But as the weeks went by and the months, Jeanette has persevered, I think that's the only word I can think of, to the point where so many obstacles that seem to be in our way, or so many difficulties getting where we are, have come to pass. And I credit Jeanette with it. I know there's been other people involved, but I think it's her vision and her desire to see this happen that has made the process get as far as it has.
What role are you playing in the process of developing Love Your Neighbor Maternity Home?
Sometimes I feel like I'm not really playing a part at all, but I think the part I'm playing is just to come alongside Jeanette and the others, because there's power in a group of people that share the same vision. And even though I don't feel like I've done anything substantial, I've been a sounding board. I've been part of the group of ideas that have come up. And so I feel like I've played a supportive role at this point anyway.
Someone today might be feeling or hearing a call from a friend, or perhaps someone that they've known for a long time, or maybe someone they haven't known for a very long time, but a call nonetheless to do something that would cause them to step out of their comfort zone. Do you have a word of encouragement to someone who is in that place?
My word of encouragement for anything like that is to pray, to become quiet before the Lord, and to try to listen to what His Spirit is telling you. It's a noisy world that we live in, and it's hard to quiet yourself before the Lord, but I think that's what we're called to do. We have to listen as well as talk to the Lord. And in listening, you'll feel where you're being led. And it may be someplace you don't really want to be led, or it may be someplace you want to be, but it will be clarified to you if you take the time to sit before the Lord and be quiet.
In what ways, Diane Carrasquillo, in what ways are your experiences, your career, your training, your experiences, in what ways would they be helpful in the process of developing Love Your Neighbor Maternity Home?
Well, my background is a background in nursing. I think at some point those qualifications would be necessary or useful. I've kept my license current, even though I retired a few years ago. So the fact that I have a nursing license, I may very well be a part of a home that helps women in this condition.
A word of thanks to Jeanette Davis. What would you say to her in a way of how her leadership has spurred you on in this season of life?
Jeanette's tenacity to continue is what's giving me the confidence and the willingness to keep going. I have said to her before, this vision seems still far away because the fact of the matter is we don't have a home right now to start anything. But so much prep work has gone in to being ready for when this home does become available. And Jeanette is not deterred by that. She's not deterred by the fact that there's no home on the horizon. She's just positive that it will be provided.
A word from Jeanette Davis, who's also here with us. Jeanette, a word of thanks and also a word of how you've been encouraged by Diane's involvement in the work.
Thank you, Danny. Diane feels like she's just a small part, but I see her as a huge part. She's very encouraging. She's very helpful in getting paperwork done. As a matter of fact, she was very helpful in getting the website up and running to the place where it is. We made a lot of changes because of Diane's suggestions. It's just so good to have other people to talk to that, as Diane said, share the same vision. To help move each other along and spur each other along and just get things done. So I feel like Diane is more than just a supporting role. I feel like she's very helpful and encouraging.
A word of encouragement indeed from Jeanette Davis and Diane Carrasquillo. We are blessed to be able to hear the interaction of something that is emerging. It's in process. God is moving. God is stirring other people's hearts. And my friend, perhaps God is stirring your heart to be a part of this great work that is doing to save lives and to build people up, to enrich people, to encourage people, to strengthen people in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Diane, and thank you, Jeanette, for sharing in this time with me together.
Thank you.
Jeanette, how has the Lord helped you in difficult times?
Danny, he's been with me for always, as he is with everyone, whether we admit it or not. But most recently, I can say with Raymond, with my husband, he had a severe COVID. He was in the hospital for 3 weeks. And this was the very beginning of COVID when nobody could go visit. I couldn't go visit him. I couldn't see him. And it was hard. It was extremely hard. Hard doesn't even describe how difficult it was. I used to go with my grandson and sit in the parking lots and pray. And a young lady who I know who helped with my mother, I talked to her and she came and met me there and she prayed. My main prayer for Ray was to not be ventilated because I had lost my sister a few years before when she was ventilated with pneumonia and she passed away within a few days. So I prayed, my main prayer was him not to be ventilated. Every day the doctors would call and say, he's on high oxygen, we may still ventilate him. And I would just go into prayer and he never, never was ventilated. And I just thank God so much for that. He still had a difficult time. He was in the hospital 3 weeks. He was in rehab for 2 weeks without any visits. But he survived. He's alive. And he was never ventilated. And I am so grateful to God for that. I'm grateful that he's still with me. Many people at his age, he had also had heart surgery a few years before. So many people with underlying conditions, and he's in his 70s, succumbed to COVID. He didn't. And he's still, all 2 years, 3 years later, whatever it is now, still with me.
What recently happened in Raymond's life, Ray, your husband, in relation to his faith?
So, and this is another way that God has been with us. There's a woman at our church. Ray's been coming to church since he had his heart surgery, but has never given his heart to the Lord. He is of Jewish faith. And as that, we know he is God's chosen people. But we were sitting in church one Sunday, and a lady who is just, she's just anointed by the Lord. That's all I can say. She came over to Ray, not to me, didn't say a word to me. I was already walking with the Lord, and somehow she knew that. Oh, and I should probably fill in the background that she didn't know Ray from before. She was pretty new to our church. And so she didn't know Ray's history. So she came over to Ray and asked him if he'd like to receive Jesus, and he said yes. So he is now walking with the Lord. It was just, that was a miracle. She went and got the pastor, and he talked to Ray, and you ask Ray, he will say, because Jesus is my Lord and Savior. He knows that Jesus is his Lord and Savior.
What an amazing story. Jeanette, as we close today, would you say a prayer for someone who is praying for a loved one, for someone who is in a desperate situation, or maybe praying for someone who has a friend or family member and they long for that one to come to Christ? Would you pray for this dear friend of ours listening?
Holy Father, we just come before you and we just thank you and praise you for this time. We thank you for this opportunity to be on the radio. We thank you for this opportunity for many people to hear us. And Father, I just want to say, I and others in this church and my friends have been praying for my husband for over 20 years. And so I pray, don't give up. Don't give up. I'm still praying for my children, my grandchildren, and I continue almost every single morning to lift them up before the Lord. And I know he will work in their lives, and he will work in the lives of your loved ones. Don't give up. God doesn't always answer in our time frame, but his timing is perfect, and he will answer. He honors those prayers. He wants none to perish. He loves us dearly. He gave his son for us. He sacrificed his own son that we may be reconciled to him. That's how much he wants us to come to him. So don't give up. Don't give up. Keep praying. Keep lifting up your loved ones to him, and he will answer. He loves us. He loves you. He loves your people more than you love them. So keep moving forward in prayer. And I thank you and I praise you, Holy Father, that you do hear us, that you see us, that you love us deeply. And I lift that up to you, Holy Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing your heart and your ministry, Love Your Neighbor, maternityhome.com.
Thank you for inviting me.
Hope-filled words from Jeanette Davis, Love Your Neighbor, maternityhome.com. My friend, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this may be the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus. Go to drdanny.live for more resources. To join our prayer team or partner with us financially, visit drdanny.live, and I want to thank you in advance. Matthew 22:37, Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." That's the first and greatest commandment. The second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Jeanette Davis, loveyourneighbormaternityhome.com. Until next time, along with my producer, David Nasora, creative director, Brian Torres, web designer, Shana Kusumoto, and guest coordinator, Jan Yi, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you as you share the love of Jesus with someone today.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast of The Good Life with Dr. Danny. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you and that you may find hope in hearing how God's Word affects people from all walks of life. The Good Life with Dr. Danny is a listener-supported program, and we'd like for you to prayerfully consider becoming a sponsor or donor. To contact Dr. Danny and learn more about the ministry, visit drdanny.live. That's drdanny.live. Be sure to tune in weekdays at 6 p.m. to hear The Good Life with Dr. Danny. Until next time, may God richly bless you with The Good Life.